It's a place for curious tourists and grieving widows, an adobe labyrinth next to a historic church in Conejos. CPR's Haley Sanchez traveled to the San Luis Valley to meet the builder. He did this by hand in his 80s.
The winding path behind Our Lady of Guadalupe Church isn't meant to confuse people like a maze would. It's meant to slow them down.
We have the labyrinth. It's a house of prayer. In the Catholic Church, we do the rosary. But if you're not a Catholic and you just want to come and pray, it's a prayer sanctuary.
The sanctuary sits beside the oldest church in Colorado. At first glance, it looks like a maze. But Abeda says that's not the point.
The first thing that I wanted to notice is Our Lady of Guadalupe, our mother. We built this structure, the labyrinth, not only in memory of the settlers, but also for her.
He says people come here for different reasons, some to pray, others because they're curious, but Abeda says it's open to all.
You come here and you can just walk and then pray if you like, or just visit. And like I say, you don't have to be Catholic to be able to enjoy it.
The labyrinth follows the life of Jesus Christ through the mysteries of the rosary. Abeda guides me through the first stop.
This is the joyful. This is where angel came to Mary and says, you're going to be the mother of Jesus. You guys enjoyed yourselves?
Almost as soon as we begin, we run into other visitors, and Abeda is quick to welcome them.
If you have any questions, I'll be able to answer them too, okay?
Before the guests can move on, Abeda eagerly shares how the sanctuary came together.
And we built it all of adobes. That's the way the settlers would have done it. And we did all the adobes just outside. I still have my conveyor belt out there.
Wow.
And
a lot of work.
And we have over 50,000 adobes. I'm glad you all enjoyed it, though.
We did.
But this is what we built it for. We built it for people to come.
This is really, really lovely. Thank you so much for having us.
Later, Abeda tells me he had his doubts about ever finishing the project. But one moment during construction strengthened his faith.
When I was having trouble with getting the adobes were cracking and stuff like that, I'm not kidding. I'd wake up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I could see this light, and I'd have an answer.
He admits the experience scared him. But the next day, Abeda sought out someone he calls an old-timer who knew adobe. Retelling the conversation now, Abeda slips into Spanish. The so-called old-timer told him his clay-to-sand ratio was off. It's one reason, Abeda says, he has so much respect for the knowledge the valley's elders carry. Building a labyrinth tested his faith. What came next surprised him even more.
I didn't realize that the word has gotten around so much and that we've had different groups already come here. Like we had a group, it was last fall, in fact, an all-domination and all women, okay? And it's a prayer group that they practice at Colorado Springs. They came here and they set up. And they sang and they prayed and they went through. I bet you they spent about 4 hours. And my wife and I, we sat in one of these benches listening to it. It was very, very inspiring.
Sometimes, Abeda says the labyrinth becomes a place to carry grief.
We have 3 different, and all of them are women, okay? They lost their husbands and they're lost, okay? And they come at least once or twice a week and come and pray here. Maybe spent 2 or 3 hours just walking through it. And it said it has helped them cope with their loss. It's a great feeling.
With the project complete, Abeda's focus is on the labyrinth's future.
I guess it's just something that we know is going to be here for a long time. I hope the priest that takes over continues to add, you know, to honor it and take care of it.
For now, the walk continues. In the San Luis Valley, I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.